Okay. We don't do tonight the Sikha of Chof Ches Nissen. So, this Sikha, the Sikha which everyone knows, but here, we're going to pick up on a point which is not really discussed too much. And what is it? And this point is, why did the Rebbe speak about, why did the Rebbe choose to speak about this in Chof Ches Nissen? What happened? What prompted the Rebbe to speak about it? So, someone once answered me, why would I know, who am I to know what prompted the Rebbe to speak about it? But the problem with that is, because the whole reason why the Rebbe spoke that night is because he had been saying something which we had not, there was no reaction to. So therefore, there's a reason what brought the Rebbe to say it. The Rebbe stated very clearly, so therefore, obviously we have to know this reason. Okay. Anyway, so now, here it is. It's right in the beginning of the Sikha. The Rebbe starts up the Sikha over here. I don't know if it was. I think, Amanda, I think you probably, you've probably heard about this. We discussed this in the past, but anyway, let's go right now. The Rebbe here the Rebbe here was speaking from the last month, the month leading up to this, to Chof Ches Nissen. The Rebbe was speaking about the Niflois, which was happening then in the war, right? After Purim, the Rebbe started, before Purim, the Rebbe promised us there's going to be miracles. And after Purim, the Rebbe started saying there are miracles. And the Rebbe elaborated on it and spoke about it. And the climax in the Rebbe's words was building up all along. Now this is very clearly, now I don't have all of this here, but later on I'm going to have all the sikhas from Purim till this sikh of Chof Ches Nissen, and then the sikhas even after that, right? And you're going to see very clearly, the Rebbe himself, the Rebbe says very clearly, says something happened Purim, then he says he promises there's going to be bigger Nissen, and as he, in bigger Nissen in Chodesh Nissen. And when it comes to Chodesh Nissen, the Rebbe actually confirms that these bigger Nissen had actually happened in Chodesh Nissen. And two nights before the Sikh of Chof Ches Nissen, the Rebbe gives the Yechidus, a Mugadike Yechidus, where the Rebbe goes a whole length to elaborate about these Nissen. The Rebbe throws their words that we should be dancing. We should dance in the Kras Mashiach Tzakeinu. Now, what are the Nissen that the Rebbe is speaking about? What are the Nissen which are so amazing, which the Rebbe is celebrating? The Nissen is, the Rebbe says very clearly in the Sikha, Saddam gave back a few goyim to America, and Saddam revealed money which we never knew he had. That's those two Nissen, and the Rebbe mentions also about Russia. So now, this is what the Rebbe is, and this is what the Rebbe says, Hashem is revealing himself. These are the words that the Rebbe says somewhere earlier. And he says similar words in the Sikha over here. And right after that, the Rebbe comes and starts speaking about, he opens up the Sikha of Chof Ches Nissen on the same topic, which you're going to see right now. And after that, the Rebbe comes and speaks about Admos. In other words, the Rebbe is saying, I'm telling you, there's amazing miracles happening here, and you're not responding accordingly. So that's the gist of what's going on over here. So now, here we have the Sikha here, Chof Ches Nissen, the beginning of the Sikha, you'll see it over here, on lines 5 to 6, yeah? The Rebbe says here, there's a type of Ness, which is called Niflois Gdolos. What are Niflois Gdolos? Niflois Gdolos, as we're soon going to see, is Nissen, which we're going to be seeing when Mashiach comes. There's many levels in Nissen. The highest level of Nissen is Niflois Gdolos, and we're going to be zeicher to these Niflois Gdolos are greater than the Nissen of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and these Niflois Gdolos, the Rebbe says, that's what the Rebbe says. And then continues the Rebbe on line 7 to 11, where he said, "We're now in the year of Renin Niflois, and therefore the Eibishter himself is occupying himself with showing us these Nissen." Right? Even though Chazal tells us that these Nissen, we do not know what they are. We're only going to know about them when Mashiach comes. Here the Rebbe is telling us the Eibush itself is occupied, mishtadl, misasik, b'chvoydeu v'atzmi, to show us these Nissen. Right? Fine. Then, the Rebbe goes on this, which I had to skip out, because I didn't put in the whole piece here. Then you have in lines 12 to 13, where the Rebbe says, he concludes Niflois, the scholars commit sins, and the Rebbe adds there in Order 12, which is on line 13 here, even niflaas be'erev to the nisim of Yitzis Mitzrayim. This is what the Rebbe is saying here. These are the nisim the Rebbe is saying, and this, the Rebbe says, these are the amazing nisim that happens, and then when the Rebbe starts speaking about Admosai. Now, so the question is, what is so amazing with the fact that Saddam gave back a few goyim to America? What is so amazing about that? And let's just to go back a bit. When the, right after Purim, when everyone was celebrating the nest of the Gulf War with all the scouts, so the sikha, the first sikha is on Chof Hei, it's Shabbos Pashas, Yaakov Kudeh was Chof Hei Ador, I think. And there the Rebbe speaks about the Nisim, and he hardly mentions one word about the scouts. He's talking about everything which happened around Eretz Yisrael. In other words, he's talking about Yidden, but everything which happened around Yidden. There's only one line in the Sikha, which mentions about actually what happened in Eretz Yisrael itself. And then, if you look in the letter, the Rebbe wrote the letter there, you'll see that one line is also not there. It's all around Eretz Yisrael and around Eretz Yisrael, but the scars which fell in Eretz Yisrael, the Rebbe is not mentioning at all. So this is very different. What we're all celebrating was the scars, and the Rebbe's mind is apparently on something else. And then, as it's mentioned, when it comes to Chodesh Nisan, the Rebbe promises there in the sikhs of Chodesh Ad, the Rebbe says we're going to have bigger Nisan. And when it comes to Chodesh Nisan, the Rebbe confirms we have bigger Nisan. We have already bigger Nisan. And what are these Nisan? These Nisan that Saddam gave back a few captives. And what is the Rebbe comparing it to? He's comparing it to that the Nisim of Yitzis Mitzrayim, that this outdoes the Nisim of Yitzis Mitzrayim. So why would, what is so amazing when Saddam gives back a few captives, what is so amazing about it that, what is the Rebbe saying here, in other words? It's very simple, right? Very good. Right. So now, this is what we want to do. We want to try and understand what's going on over here. So now, let's go here. The first thing, we're going through the different madrigas of Nisim to understand what Nifloah's Gderis are. Okay, and then we're going to see the Rebbe's help. Okay, so this is Aleph here. So the first thing, lines 15 to 16, we have here, this is a quote from the Chacham Tzvi, it's brought on Siddhas, that Teva and Nes is the same thing. What is the difference? Teva is just constant Nisan. Right? Right? That's what he said. That's what Chacham Tzvi says. He says Teva is a name which was made up in the later years. And it's a comfortable name, just to give it label this as Teva nature. It's actually Nisim. This is what he says. Okay. Now, the reason why I brought this quote here is just to make it clear that this is not what we're talking about over here. Because, let's get it clear. This is what the Chatam says, and this is what's brought in Siddhas. What we're going to be going now, we're bringing from, what is commonly spoken at Siddhas, which is what you usually hear, is not what the Chacham Tzvi says. So the only reason why I brought this, save ourselves confusion, this is not what we are referring to. Because we're going to be discussing here Nisim and Teva as generally referred to in Chassidus. And Chassidus refers to Nisim and Teva as two distinct realities. And Chassidus actually brings it out very clearly. So you have it here on lines 1 to 2, where it says very clear that Teva comes from Amalek Alamin and Nisim comes from Sevuk Alamin. So that's very clear. So it's two different Anhogas, right? This is Gvul and this is Pligvul. This is what says in Chassidus. Now, once we have established that Teva and Nes are two different realities, once we've established that, now let's go to line 3 and 4, where the Rebbe says, you should know, Even though Nes and Teva are two distinct realities, nevertheless, the Eibishter is above both. So with the Eibishter, there's no difference. Okay? So that is ready, we're already recognizing that the Teva and Nes are distinct realities. Api Alocha, this you make a bracha, this you don't make a bracha. This is Sev Kolam, this is Amal Kolam. Nevertheless, by the Eibishter, everything's equal to the Eibishter. So by the Eibishter, never Teva and Nes are equal. Fine. Good. Now, that is Teva and Nes. Now we're going over to Beis. There's another category. What is that? Nifloes. Now Nifloes has different interpretations to itself. So here, in the context of our discussion here, we are referring to Nifloes, as the Rebbe explains over here in this Sikha. This is This Rebbe explains very clearly that niflois means here, in this context, would mean niflois which outdo regular nisim. There are regular nisim. Then there are niflois which outdo regular nisim. So, what would be the example here in this sikha, in this quote here, what is that, what the Rebbe referred to as niflois, would be the ness of Pach Hashem, when they lit the menorah and it burnt for 8 days. That really defies all logic. It makes, had no levush, there's no islabshus in teva. And that is would be niflois. And ness is not outright, always so outright miraculous. And this niflois is outright miraculous, completely, totally. And that is niflois. It has no logical, alliance with it at all. Okay, fine. That is niflois. Niflois is a higher category of nisim. Now let's go over to Gimel. And this is a topic what we're talking about. Not only niflois. Here we're talking about niflois gdolos. So we've gone now to the very top. We started with Ness. The above Ness is niflois. And now we're talking about niflois gdolos. Now what are niflois gdolos? So here you have, goes on line 17 to 18, which this is the regular type of niflois gdolos, which we always learn, that niflois gdolos is niflois, which are constantly happening. This is what the Chazal say. That, what does that mean? That there's always niflois which are happening to us, but we don't recognize them. So now, just to make clear what we mean by when we say that, so there's a quote here from 19 to 21, where the Rebbe spells out very clearly. Niflois gdolos, when we say niflois gdolos are miraculous, we mean they are literally the miraculous. They are completely above teva. Nevertheless, we do not recognize them. So, but the fact we do not recognize them does not minimize the fact that the miracle aspect of it. Okay? So now, I didn't bring it here. It's a mistake. I should have brought more. The Tzemach Tzedek actually teaches what is niflois gdolos. It's in this maimer, all in this maimer here. In this maimer of, what does it mean if Lord Jesus? The very fact that Hashem can take such a big miracle, which is an outright miracle, and put it in such a way that we cannot recognize it, that is the outstanding aspect of Neflois Jesus. Because if you have, the Rebbe explains over here, you have Nisim of Purim is a Nes, which is Mulubish Viteva. So you have different categories of Nisim. Then you have outright Nisim. What is outright Nisim? It's like the candle of Hanukkah burning 8 days, or Kriyas Yamsuf. These were outright Nisim. To take an outright Nes, and to it should be constantly happening, or more or less, it's more or less every day, it's things which happen day to day are happening with us, and we do not recognize it, and we should be able to recognize it, that's a contradiction within itself. For such a thing to happen, that is niflois gdolos. So why is it niflois gdolos? Because it's an outrightness. And nevertheless, it's buried from us. We don't see it. That is why it's niflois gdolos. That is the greatness of these niflois gdolos. This is what the Tzemach Tzedek says. Yeah? Now, let's go over to the next page. Oh, so now, according to the Tzemach Tzedek, what is going to be Mashiach? Comes Mashiach, says Mashiach comes, we're going to see niflois gdolos. What do they mean, we're going to see niflois gdolos? So the Tzemach Tzedek says, also it's missing, I should have put it in. So the Tzemach Tzedek says that nowadays the niflois gdolos are happening, we don't see it. What is going to be the chiddush of Mashiach? Arenu niflois. We're going to see these niflois. These niflois which we today do not recognize, we're going to see them, right? Okay. Despite when the Rebbe now in this sikh of Chof Ches Nisim, which we just now quoted, the Rebbe says that the Eibush is showing us these niflois gdolos. But let's leave that for now. Now we have another interpretation. This comes in the same maimer. You have interpretation from the Rebbe. What's the Rebbe's interpretation? The Rebbe says here that according to the pshat of the Tzemach Tzedek said, we just now said from the Tzemach Tzedek, what is niflois gdolos? Why is it gdolos? Because it's buried in Teva, the very fact it's buried in Teva and it defies nature, and nevertheless it's buried in nature, that is what it's so miraculous, because that's a contradiction within itself. The Rebbe says that's not sufficient. No. When we say there's going to be niflois gdolos in Yom HaShoah, we don't only mean that we're going to come and see what is buried now. No. the miracle itself is going to be out above anything that we have now, above anything that we have in Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's not only going to be a greater miracle in virtue of the fact that we can't see it, that we currently can't see it. No, it in essence is going to be a greater miracle. And that was the whole Maimon goes to explain, this whole Maimon goes to explain this inyan. So here we have now the title of the Rebbe and Flores Dolis, meaning that it outdoes any miracle at all. Okay, fine. Now, with all this, let us go back to the Rebbe. Just think back a minute. Among what the Rebbe says in the beginning of the Sichel Chavetz Nissen, that the Eibush is now showing us in the Flores Dolis. What do you mean the Eibush is showing us in the Flores Dolis? That this Saddam gave back a few captives. You're going to tell me that outdoes the ness of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that outdoes Kriyas Yam Tov, that outdoes the ness of Hanukkah. Ness of Hanukkah is literally a ness which Poshet make is a contradiction to reality. He gave back a few captives. Why did the Rebbe say that these are Nefloyes Dolis? The Eibush itself is showing Nefloyes Dolis, and the Rebbe goes and expounds on this very much. This is a regular occurrence which may have some meaning. To us has very little meaning. L'cheira, Saddam gave back a few captives. And the Rebbe is not focusing on Ezra, what happened there with the scars, he's focusing on this. This is sort of bring out very clearly. What is the Rebbe saying here? Now, what the Rebbe is actually saying here is, Rebbe is explaining the Rebbe's sichas from all the years. We'll go through the sichas of the Rebbe through all the years, and we'll see very clearly what the Rebbe is saying. So we'll start off, we won't be able to finish it, but we'll just start up right now. So here we are, let's skip the first quote. Let's go right now to line 10. So here you have, the Rebbe is talking about Shabbos HaGadol. So now, Shabbos HaGadol, the Rebbe, if you look here, lines 14 to 15, I want you to see what it says here. The Rebbe says, Shabbos HaGadol was not a ness. Not even like Purim. Like even the Purim we're always told is a Nes Melubish Vateva. The Rebbe says Shabbos HaGadol is not even that. Why? Because by Shabbos HaGadol, these Bukhairim had seen how the Mitzrayim had 9 Makas. And now Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them, you should know that you're all going to die tonight. So what is the miracle that they should go and fight? They should go and fight the Avaseim. They should fight the elders. I mean, they're scared for their lives. So it's a purely logical thing. What happened is a purely logical thing. So the Rebbe says, Nes of Shabbos of God, L'chid, is not even a Nes like Purim. Okay? That's what the Rebbe says. You see, it says it there, in 14 to 15. Now let's go and see what the Rebbe says in many other places. Where the Rebbe actually says, repeats almost every single year. So here you have a line 19-20. The Rebbe says that Shabbos HaGadol is a Nes Gadol, which was not anything similar to him in other Nisim. Huh? Bit different, right? Okay, just say that. Let's carry on. Now let's go over to line. Let's go to the next page. Let's go over to line on line 1. Now this is very important. Here the Rebbe is explaining why. This is the key.
Huh? It's not in the same sikha, right?
No, the truth is, be honest with you, the same idea is in that other sikha, in the same idea is in the other sikha also. I just bring, because in this sikha emphasizes this point, this sikha emphasizes that point, but both sikhas actually engage both points, more or less. Anyways, so now, in here going over to line 1, so this is the key to it, but this we're going to have to sort of elaborate on this point, but this is the key to it. Now, how the Rebbe explaining why is the Nes of Shabbos HaGadol greater than all other Nisim? Because the Rebbe says, the Nes of Yidden from the salvation of Yidden from the enemies, by the Nes of Kriyas Yam Tov, by the Nes of Purim, happened in a way that the Seinah, the opponent, was destroyed. He was drowned, he was killed. The Yidden overcame the Goyim by Purim. The wife, Haman was hung, etc., etc. Mash Enkem, by the Nes of Shabbos HaGadol, Makin, Sraim Bechoreim, the Mitzrayim themselves came and demanded that the Yidden should be driven out. Okay. Now, what is the Nes in that? That's what we're going to see soon. Even though the Rebbe says Lachayda, it's a whole lot, it's a logical, there's a very, very good logical reason for them to demand it, demand that. Nevertheless, this is a unique aspect, which is there by Shabbos HaGadol, the fact that the opponent itself came to demand the freedom of the Yidden. And that is going to, this is going to be the point, we're going to go through all the sittas soon, we're going to see how the Rebbe brings it out in all different ways, and then we'll see what the Rebbe is saying here by Chof Ches Nissen. So now, but just one thing here, I just want you to, line one, you see what it says here, Purim, that Purim, the opponent was crushed. Okay, just remember the word Purim, because we later on are going to come to Purim again, with a slight different twist to it, but here you see it says very clearly, that Purim, the opponent was crushed. Okay, fine, good, very good. Now, here you have, on lines 4 to 11, where the Rebbe explains the same thing. He says that the Ness was not that the Ness was that they came and demanded that Yidden should be freed, and that is why it's considered the beginning of the Nissim. And the Rebbe looked in the lines 14 and 15. The Rebbe said it's even greater than the Nissim, the rest of the Nissim of Pesach, a certain aspect. Okay, it was just greater, right? Fine, very good. Now, so this is the Nekudah we have. What's the unique thing of Shabbos HaGadol is the fact that it was a cooperation from the Mitzrayim. And that has a special value. And that value is what, by the way, before the Sikha, before Chof Ches Nissen, when the Rebbe's Yechidus of the Yechidus, then when the Rebbe's elaborating about the Nissen of Chodesh Nissen, Tov Shinon Aleph, the Rebbe uses the example of Shabbos HaGadol. And so we're going to see exactly what this means and why this is such a great Ness. So now, let's just to jump. Let me just jump forward a bit before going any further. Let me jump forward. The Nekuda is there is a Metzias of Ness. You have the Teva and the Ness. The Teva, the world is restricts the observance of the mitzvahs, and the Ness is made to give the Yidden ability to do the mitzvahs, right? When it comes to the point that the Teva is not restricting the observance of Torah mitzvahs, or the Teva is actually supporting the observance of Torah mitzvahs, at that point, we're going to see, like the Rebbe says very clearly, you do not need Nissim. Remember that the Ness is a Gilev Eibishter. The world is a helam of the Eibishter. So the Ness is come to break the helam. When the helam is in a helam of the Eibishter, that's when you need a Ness. The moment the world goes along with the Eibishter, you do not need the Ness. And this is what's unique about Shabbos HaGadol. Even though Lachayda, there's so much, many logical reasons for them to come and support, to demand the Yidden should be sent, and they definitely weren't interested in the Yidden. They did it for their own good. They were scared for their lives, right? It wasn't for their good nature at all. Nevertheless, the fact that the world was affected to the extent that the world should cooperate, the Goy should cooperate, that overrides it, because you don't, unless it's required when you have an obstacle. Once you don't have the obstacle and the opponent is going along with you, that is more than any Ness. And why? Now this we're going to understand. Why is it more than any Ness, etc., etc.? Because this will come to. So I think we'll leave it at here. We'll leave it here for the night. Yeah? Say that. I think so. We can go, you want to go a little bit further? Don't mind going a little bit further. It's up to you. Well, we'll go another few lines. Okay, let's go. So now, here we have the same thing of, here we go, Yudkes Kislev, Yud Beis Talmud. Now, when it comes to Yudkes Kislev and Yud Beis Talmud, the Rebbe brings this out even more. This point here of the world cooperating with the Torah mitzvahs, with the system, with the Eibishter system, this the Rebbe brings out by Yudkes Kislev and Yud Beis Talmud even more than Shabbos HaGadol. In other words, let's just explain how it works here. Shabbos HaGadol is usually, there's many different interpretations of Shabbos HaGadol. There's many midrashim. The Rebbe, when he speaks of Shabbos Agodli, he's speaking about the Alter Rebbe's interpretation of Shabbos Agodli, the Alter Rebbe's description. The Alter Rebbe's description, the one which we discussed just now, there was almost no, according to the Alter Rebbe's description, there was almost no nest. And nevertheless, it's called a nest Godl. So the Rebbe said that in the certain aspect, because of the cooperation of a mitzrim, it outdoes all other nisim, even the nisim of Kriyas Yamsov, etc. In that, because of that point. This is Shabbos or Godel, something which happened all the way then. When it comes to the Nisim Yud Teskitz of Yud Beis Tamuz, which these are the Nisim of the Rebbeim, the Rebbe magnifies this much more. He brings it up much more, because the Nisim of Teres Hasidus, this point, the world cooperated by Pesach, it was at one certain point, it was realize when at Shabbos Agodol, and what after all the makas they received. So what were the big chiddush of Shabbos Agodol? It wasn't really too much of a chiddush after all these makas. It wasn't such a great chiddush. By the nisim which we're going to be discussing now, Yud Teskis and Yud Beis Tamuz, where this, we're going to see the Rebbe says the same thing. We're going to see the stira, the same stira. The Rebbe says it's not an ass, and he says it's a bigger ass. So there it's much greater, because there by Yud Beis Tiskis and Yud Beis Tam, there were no markers before. And that is real cooperation of Teva. And that is what the Rebbe is celebrating by Saddam, because that is outdoes Yud Tiskis and Yud Beis Tam also. So this is what we're going to get to. And what this means to us is what it means, what eventually it's going to mean to us, that we don't need to get what we want to get. We don't need a nest. We can do it, but teva. This is what ultimately it's going to lead to. Okay, but anyways, let's carry on. So here we have here, on line 17 to 22, where the Rebbe says, here like it's highlighted that Nisim of Chanukah Purim, and the same thing Yud Beis Tamuz, were Melubish and Teva, okay? So the Rebbe says here very clearly that Yud Teskis is what? Melubish and Teva, like Purim, right? Now, let's take this sikh over here, on Chelik Tazvav, where the Rebbe here goes, it's a beautiful sikh, where the Rebbe breaks down all the different categories of Nisim, and he spells it out very clearly, and look what he says about Yutis Kislev. So you have here, going over the next page, the Rebbe says, you have right over here, number one on Aleph, on line five, there's a nest which is a Melubish in Teva. Till it's not recognized as a nest, like Purim. That's called Katanus. The nest is in very small form. Then the Rebbe Beis is Nisim Gluim, but they have a Shaychus to Teva. What is that? When Yeshua conquered Yericho, that the walls fell in, that was a nest. But nevertheless, he had to go and fight them afterwards. So there was some part of Teva here also. Teva also played a role. He had to fight with them, even though there was a nest in the beginning. Oh, Mechemes Midyan, where they took 12,000 people and no one was lost. That again is a nest, but they had a war, so there was some Teva here also, right? Now, you have a story here from Alter Rebbe. The Rebbe says also the same thing. When they asked, the Alter Rebbe told someone, take us, whatever, let's you have the story done. Now let's go to the next category. Then you have a total nest, right? Chizkiah, that he was sleeping on his bed, and the war was won. He didn't have to do anything. That's a total mess, right? Now, look what the Rebbe says about Yutis Kislev. Remember, the Rebbe said before Yutis Kislev is Melubish and Teva, like Purim. Look what the Rebbe says here. Yutis Kislev is not only the first level Katnas, not only the union of Higdil, which would be probably the second level, yeah, right? It was in a hifli above Tevel Gamri. So that was putting in the category of Chizkiah, the totalness. Nevertheless, so here the Rebbe, this is the Rebbe's words. The Rebbe says it is a totalness like Chizkiah. Nevertheless, it was Melubish, had a Shaychus in Teva. You see those words? So now, the Rebbe Zalcheder, the Rebbe Zalcheder playing a bit of a game here. He's telling us it's Melubish and Teva, so if it's Melubish and Teva, it should be in the same category as Purim. No, the Rebbe is telling us, because it belongs to Chassidus, so the Rebbe wants to promote chassidus. So he says this is really higher. I mean, Rebbe's playing on two ends. So he says it's a higherness. It was like Hiskia, a mile of Tabla Gamri. And nevertheless, it wasn't in the audits. So let's go in the next words. The Rebbe says here, now, where did the Rebbe see that this was a nes like Hiskia? Hifli. How did the Rebbe see that this is Hifli? And here the Rebbe says, because the Goyim, the Alter Rebbe writes in his letter that the Goy realized that Hifli. The Goyim said Hifli. Okay, so what's the big thing about it? Soon. This just says, add here, the Rebbe adds also here, that the Alter Rebbe could have been Mevatel Gzeira just with wiping his hand on his forehead, right? Nevertheless, he wanted it should go through, not by being mevatel, not by ignoring the
Duch Teva.
He wanted to do, not to, let's use the Rebbe's words, and not be mevatel the Teva, which would, but his slabshus. In other words, he can't forbrenn and ganz pret, no, I don't remember the words, but anyways. He wanted it to go through the Teva Dika system, like he said, Duch Teva, okay? Fine. Not through the bitl of Teva, not through ignoring Teva, we want to go through Teva. So now, okay. This is what the Rebbe says in the Sechel here, it doesn't explain very more. But the point where the Rebbe says the Ness is the fact that the Goy came to recognize the Hifli. Okay, so what is so amazing? What is so amazing about that the Goy came to recognize that Hifli? So this is, we'll see, when it comes to the Ness of Yud-Based Tammuz, this is explained much clearer. Because this is only one Sechel, you have Yud-Based Tammuz, you have many Sechels on the same thing. So I think we'll come to then. We'll leave that for next week. Okay. Say them. Okay. Thank you very much.
Left with a bunch of questions.
Huh?
Left with a bunch of questions.
I left. Oh. Yeah, because I didn't prepare so much.